Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Story, as in I would imagine most of the front pages of newspapers this morning, reaction to the verdict in the Derek Chauvin murder trial, found guilty on all counts.
Yeah, our reporter Shenandoah Breyer and photographer Peter Barber were out in the community yesterday. We focused on a gathering at one of the most prominent and active black churches in Schenectady at the Duryea Memorial AME Zion Church. And they held a vigil last night or yesterday evening, just about an hour after the verdict. And they gathered and they were arm in arm. They were singing civil rights protest songs, including, you know, We Shall Overcome. They had a drummer and a keyboard. And they just gathered and they sang and they talked a little bit about the verdict and what it meant. One of the speakers was Damani Farley, who's a longtime black leader in the community. He's running for the city council, works with the schools, and he described it as a quote-unquote sigh of relief, saying there was just so much tension. For so long, the community has felt like these kind of situations don't result in justice or accountability on the part of the police officers, so they saw that as a sigh of relief. Another part of the message really was saying, where do we go from here? You know, how do we transition this? And how do we find more justice and better relations between the community and the black individuals? And one of the other speakers was the president of the Schenectady NAACP, and she's actually the leader and pastor of that church, Nicole Harris. And she said one of the big things they want to do is take a closer look at police reform, because there have been tensions between black activists and the Schenectady Police Department and how they went through reform. It was pretty good for a while, but at the end, it sort of broke apart a little bit. And so the black community would like to look at it more closely going forward and say, we got to get on top of this more. It was a happy day, but it was a somber and sort of very sober, I should say, memorial.
Well, it looks like there might be a use for the old beech nut plant out in Canajoharie.
So yesterday there was the biggest news that we've had in maybe 20 years with the old beech nut plant in western Montgomery County. And for the first time, it looks like there's really going to be somebody to redevelop part of that site. A Massachusetts-based marijuana growing and manufacturing facility and company. They say that they want to set up shop in Canajoharie, and they say it's going to be a long process, 7 to 10 years to build out. But they're very excited about it. The community out there, including Montgomery County leadership, which has been working on dealing with this site, remediating and cleaning up, says that they're very excited about this, that there'll finally be some kind of reinvigoration to this community in Canajoharie that has really struggled ever since Beechnut moved its facility out of that community about 20 years ago.
Miles Reed is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.